Welcome to Sister Speak After Show, where we discuss various television shows from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister El Marie.
And I'm Sister A.
And welcome to episode 3. Let's get started. All right, welcome, ladies.
Hi.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. We are back for our third installment of Sister Speak After Show, where we discuss Scandal.
Ooh.
And we are excited to have Sister A here finally.
Yay!
Yay!
I finally got caught up.
Welcome, Gladiator.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, since Sister A has caught up, she is going to be joining the show. And I guess, first off, Sister A, what is your impression, since you've really powered through Scandal from the beginning in the last month or so?
Yeah.
What are your initial thoughts?
Well, let's see. I've had so many people, including yourselves, of course, try to get me on board to watch the show. Lots of people that I know are keeping up with it. So I figured I have to give it a shot. And, you know, from the very first episode, basically, I was hooked.
Wow.
It leaves you hanging and wanting more, it seems, at the end of every episode. Mm-hmm. And I've really gotten to really like all of the characters, pretty much. I mean, can't like everybody, but for the most part, even though a lot of the characters are both good and bad,
mm-hmm.
I tend to, you know, I'm drawn to a lot of them. And I like the relationships that are building, especially through the three seasons, how different people have come on board to Olivia's firm. And I guess it was starting in season 2, they started to kind of go back in time and show a little bit of the pre-history of Olivia and Fitz and, mm-hmm. You know, her family and things like that. So it really is scandalous, let's say that. I mean, what is going on with these people is incredible.
It is scandalous.
I don't know how this guy runs a country with what's going on.
Right.
Because he is so distracted, you know? So.
Okay, so do you have a favorite character?
Let's see. I would say, I think probably Huck is one of my favorites.
Good answer.
Oh, thank you.
Ours too.
Yes.
Because he's so kind of mysterious, and obviously he's been through hell and
mm-hmm.
back. And he struggles daily with himself.
Oh my gosh, he does.
Yeah, and I just love his, you know, he doesn't speak that much, but his facial expressions and
mm-hmm. oh yes.
how he goes about things and
So tortured.
Right. Literally and mentally and everything. So I really like Huck a lot. I kind of like Cyrus. I like I hate him and I like him.
Yeah.
I like his relationship with James.
Yeah.
How they struggle and how, you know, James just wanted his fat little baby. That's all he ever wanted. So I like Cyrus and James, and I guess.
So what do you think, where do you fall on the, Olivia and Fitz relationship?
Right. Yeah, that's
Are
hard.
You for it, against it?
I mean, they make you want to root for them. And his wife is so terrible, but he's so terrible to her. And, you know, it's obviously not morally good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm rooting for them, but I just don't see how they can get together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I just don't see how they're going to work that out. And, I mean, Fitz really would love to divorce his wife and marry Olivia, but that seems just too fairy tale. And I think her father had said that at one point that, you know, you're dreaming if you think that he's going to do that.
Well, yeah, it's not realistic. As much, I think Fitz really does think he can pull it off. But in reality, it would never work.
No.
You can't divorce the first lady and then move your mistress into the White House. Come on.
Exactly. I mean, Olivia's good at what she does, obviously. She can pull off a lot of things.
She can.
Right? Which is amazing. I love how she does that.
Yes.
I wish I had somebody like that in my life to just be like, okay, you got to do this, and it's all going to work out.
See, I need a hook in my life.
We were both saying that, I think, in the last episode before you joined, that we both need a hook in our life.
Yeah. Yeah, he's such an unusual character, but so likable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what do you think, we also talked about this before, what is your thoughts on Jake?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
And there's a lot of Jake hate on social media.
Okay. Yes, and kind of annoying.
I kind of like Jake, though, but I know there's a lot of people who don't.
Okay. I mean, I don't hate him.
I'm one of those people.
You're a hater. Or a not liker.
Damn, just call me a hater.
Not liker, let's say.
She's a Jake hater, not a hater.
Right.
Not a hater, but I do not like him.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still trying to figure, you know, is he as clean as he looks? He's like a puppet? Mm-hmm. Is that it? Or...
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting that we'll get to talk about, you know, how he evolves with Olivia and her firm and Huck especially.
Well, let's get into that a little bit.
Okay.
On the third episode, we see that Jake has been pulled out of the hole.
He's back.
He's back, all beaten up.
Yep, and laying in her bed with just a little drapery over him.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
And that episode was called Mrs. Smith Goes to Washington.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting episode. Not one of my faves, but it was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only because, you know, whenever there's an event that, like, separates all the gladiators, I don't really like it.
Right.
You know?
I see what you mean.
Well, I don't like the episode as much because I love seeing them together and interacting with each other. And this episode, Olivia was always away from someone else.
Right. It was more about the case.
Yeah.
One as opposed to the characters.
But there were some same things I loved about this one.
Yeah. So do we want to just talk about the premise of the...
Yeah.
Well, we all know that because Olivia's name has pretty much been blasted, like, she lost all of her clients.
Right.
So they're excited when they get this new client who comes in with a check. Like, hey, here's my check. I think it was, like,
$25,000. Yeah.
And, well, it was an odd number, I believe, but around $25,000.
Yep.
And the gladiators just automatically accept the case. Now, I was wondering, why didn't they clear it through Olivia first? Like, I know Olivia is the do-all, be-all, and she can fix anything. And I know that they need money. But just, you're just going to accept some random lady who comes in the office?
I think they were looking at that check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that check really sold them.
Yeah.
But again, I was kind of like with you, because I thought Olivia really has to be the final say on who they take.
Yeah.
Right.
She's the one that determines how she feels about it.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know, I guess if I was an associate, I'm excited that this client walks in with a check, but I'd also kind of see that as a red flag, like something's not right.
Right.
Well, I'd want to know what the hell's your issue before we say yes. I mean...
Right.
Yeah, and especially because she just brought the check in and then left.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything.
I have this meeting across town, so get with you later.
Right.
Okay, well, you know, we're not going to really be able to take you on until we, you know what the hell we're doing for you.
Right.
So that, yeah. But I think they were really, they had lost all their clients.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia, they're like, look, we just have to get some work.
Right.
I'm sure she'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
and so I think they were like, oh, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Thank you. Rent check.
Whatever.
Right.
So this crazy lady ends up going across town to this congressman's office.
Yep.
With a damn bomb strapped to her.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that she can get information about her son, who had been killed by the FBI and labeled a terrorist.
Right.
Yeah.
And she is convinced, the mother is convinced her son is not a terrorist, that there is more to the story on why her son was killed by the FBI.
Right. She's going to hold those people hostage until they release his file.
Right.
So she can find out the backstory.
What I was thinking, though, during those scenes is that, you know, when Olivia finally does get there, and it's just her, the senator, or congressman, whatever he was, and a few random people, that congressman was awful lippy to me.
Wasn't he?
To be having... I'm like, you're awful lippy, dude. This chick has a bomb.
Right.
She's got her finger on the trigger.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You might not want to lip off to her.
Thank you.
You know, make jokes or be sarcastic or whatever.
It's kind of like he was trying to call her bluff.
It was, wow. And he was not having anything of it. He was like, look, I already done told you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I ain't gonna know.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it, lady.
Yeah.
But Olivia is really, like, trying to take charge, and she's trying to tell the senator, shut the hell up. Let me deal with this.
I'm in charge here.
Trying to have a lady let some people go.
Yeah.
Then the negotiators get involved, and this is all I had to say about this part. They got Ernie Hudson, who I love, to be the negotiator.
Yep.
And he's only there for that purpose.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to have him be extended character, or
that would have been nice.
I know,
yeah.
But you're going to get Ernie Hudson for, like, 20 minutes in one episode?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it? Ugh.
Yeah, I was like, hey, that's the Ghostbuster guy.
Oh, he's been in so much.
He has,
then.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I love Ernie Hudson.
Yeah.
And he didn't look too bad.
I was just going to say.
He looks like
he's aged.
But, yeah, so I was thinking, that is kind of... I mean, he did a good job. It wasn't a waste, but I'm like, you couldn't have gotten him for more than just 20
minutes.
Right. Yeah, an actor at that caliber, you'd think he'd be around longer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they want to storm the place. They have snipers up, and I don't know what that stupid woman was thinking standing by the window.
I know.
Yeah.
But Olivia knew that she had to pull her back and... stand there before they shot her.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I kind of liked about this is that when Fitz finds out what's going on, he's like, yeah, let's storm the place. But when he finds out that Olivia's in there, his whole thing changed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His face changed, everything. He's like, we gotta figure something else out.
Right.
We gotta get out of there.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, you're kind of showing a little bit too much favoritism for her. You need to kind of dial it back, Fit.
Yeah.
Right.
Dial it back. People are going to start, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there was so much commotion, I guess, that he played it off.
Yeah. And what do you two think of their relationship?
I'm an Olet fan.
Olet, okay.
Olet. I love them together, but then at the same time, I know they can't be together, and truthfully, if they are going to be together, the show's going to be boring.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I like how they love each other one minute, hate each other the next.
Yeah.
Because it keeps us entertained.
It's true. Yeah.
At the same time, I really don't want to see Olivia with anyone else.
Yeah.
She has to. She can't. Yeah, she doesn't want to see her with Jake.
Yeah.
That's what it is, yeah.
Well, what about the other guy, the senator?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
No.
He's even worse.
Okay.
No.
He's worse.
Okay.
So far, I don't like any of her love interests.
Okay.
Except Fitz.
Well, I'm slightly different. I mean, I agree with Elmarie. I like Olivia and Fitz together. I think it's hot, those scenes that they've had in the first and second season. Yeah. I love the tour bus or the campaign bus trail.
Yeah.
When they first got together, the 1 minute thing that they do. Love that. I love the getting busy in the server room.
Oh my goodness.
Of the White House. And we didn't talk about this too much, but I'm like, okay, really? In the server room?
Yeah. And then it was just like, and he was like, that's it.
Oh, Apple, he was rude.
Done with her.
Yeah.
It's like,
he was
oh.
an ass on that one.
Yeah,
but,
seriously.
But they are good. I mean, I like their chemistry that they have together.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. It's not going to work. There's no way that's going to possibly work while he's still in the White House.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Maybe once he's out, but that's not the point of the show.
Yeah,
so
have it all.
I like them together. I just don't think it's realistic that they'll be together. So what do? I don't want her to be pining away for this dude for 4 years.
Right.
True.
And I like Jake a hell of a lot more than I liked Edison.
Okay.
Did not like him at all. But the Jake is a little problematic because he, first of all, is spying on her ass.
Totally.
Yeah. Kind of
stalkery.
Yes.
Right.
But he was doing it at the behest of her crime boyfriend and her daddy.
Yeah.
And that's even more creepy stalkery.
Yeah.
But also, the trust with Jake is not there.
Mm-hmm.
We know by now that Daddy Pope controls everybody and everything. He's not just going to let you come out as a whole.
No.
For no reason. So, I don't know. I think that Jake has an ulterior motive.
Yeah.
I just don't trust him.
Yeah, I kind of feel like there's something else there.
Yeah.
With him.
Mm-hmm.
She just needs to kind of let it... She just needs to let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Jake because I like the actor who plays Jake, but there's just too much history now.
Yeah. Too messy.
Too much shit too much mess.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
So we get so basically the whole episode is Olivia trying to get someone to find this file for the mom because she's not going to give up. And we really need to know what happened. And it ends up at the end of it all, she calls, doesn't she call Harrison to try to get help? She calls Cyrus to try to get help.
Mm-hmm.
She calls David Rosen.
Yeah.
David Rosen, though,
comes
is the
through.
One who comes through.
He does.
He had some little shystiness of his own.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like him.
Oh, I really like David.
Yeah,
Rosen.
I mean,
me too.
Yeah, he's like the honest guy just trying to do his best.
Right, trying to
good.
Stay a good guy.
Right, trying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if anyone has any, I mean, now that's another relationship that I'm like, how is that still sustaining? After all the shit that they put him through.
I know.
They're still friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he was, you know, kind of spying too, but... Yeah, it was just odd that they're still so friendly, but I really like David. So he comes through and somehow it gets back to Fitz and he calls and says, okay, you can't say anything, but I have the scoop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On her son. And we find out he really was not a terrorist. He was undercover.
Yeah.
He was actually a hero.
He was. Yeah.
Yes. But they cannot tell the mom that because it will jeopardize other agents they have in the field.
Yeah.
Right.
And I kept thinking Olivia's going to tell.
She was struggling.
She was really struggling.
Yeah, she was.
That's a hard thing to do.
I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah.
Like, when I was watching, I'm thinking, okay, like, you can't, how can you lie to a mother?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So convinced her son is innocent, and he turns out to really be innocent.
Yeah.
And then you have to lie, like, I don't know.
But it's those 57 other people that you got to save.
Yes, definitely. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Do you let her keep believing that, or...
Yeah, when she's right in front of you.
Do you trust that she'll keep her mouth closed?
Mm-hmm. See, that's what I was thinking. How come you can't just make her... I mean, anyone can promise these days, but...
Yeah. Right. Promise to not say anything.
You can't say anything because you can jeopardize the life of 50-some other people we have out in the field.
Yeah.
Are still undercover.
Right.
But at least it will give her the peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think Olivia did the right thing because there's no telling that she didn't know that lady. And so there's no guarantee that she wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah.
So do you think the lady ultimately killed herself because now she believes, like, oh my God, my son really was a terrorist? Or that she still believes he's innocent, they're not going to ever tell me the truth, there's no reason for me to live anymore? What do you think was the case?
I think she was so... I don't know if it was either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
I just took it more as, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to be going to jail, prison, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have no more reason to live.
Mm-hmm.
My son is gone. They keep telling me that he's a terrorist. I don't believe it. I just need to end it. And that's how I feel like
Okay. She
was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It could... Yeah.
I would kind of say I lean more towards the first scenario that, you know, she had been fighting so long to free her son's name.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finds out that he was all those things that they said he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she just lost hope.
Yeah.
And just there was no reason to go on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Kablow.
Kaboom.
Kaplooey.
And what did you think, Elmarie? What's your theory on her?
I think it was that she was just so overwhelmed and eventually just had no more reason to live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fight was over.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a shocking one. I didn't see that coming, that she actually would blow herself up.
I thought maybe it would go off or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, she made it, like, online recipe. She did a good job.
Yeah. Yeah, good thing she didn't blow herself up putting it together.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
But that's so scary because you see all these different instances and accidents that are happening in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And seriously, you can find anything on YouTube these days.
Yep.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
That's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I would not be making no fucking bomb from a recipe online.
I'm
because
so afraid that I'm
be my luck.
Stuff up.
Right.
Yeah.
I would mix the wrong thing at the wrong time and
right.
Kablow.
So uh-huh. What would you do instead?
I wouldn't be trying to blow shit up.
Well, of course. None of us would, I don't think.
I mean, if you want to kill yourself,
just
you know.
It.
No, don't do it, but... That's a bad thing to say, but I'm
well,
like,
no. Well, I'll
all
say
these
it.
People, I'm like, don't go and kill 50,000 people or
right.
however many people. If you don't want to live anymore, that's your choice.
That's your choice.
Don't
yeah.
go
don't
and
involve anyone else.
Anybody
kill
else.
Kill yourself.
Right. If you
got to
do it,
don't
do it.
Then.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I wouldn't, but I mean, I don't, I guess these people are just so crazed. But they don't think about, I could possibly blow my own stuff up. So,
yeah,
I don't know. That was kind of a weird story, but I guess it needed to happen so that we could see the
mm-hmm.
influence that
mm-hmm.
all the key players have with the president and with Olivia.
Right.
We also, in this one, we get Drunk Melly, which I love.
Oh, that was fun.
My goodness.
Drinking the hooch.
That was hilarious.
She's a good drunk.
And we also get Huck back on the sauce.
Oh my
yes.
God.
He is distraught after choking up Olivia, which that was shocking.
Yes.
following Daddy P, which I was saying the whole episode, Huck, don't fuck with Daddy P. He is not to be jacked with.
Yeah.
You think you are good, but Daddy P is better.
Better.
And guess what happened?
Daddy P. You.
He proved that he was better.
Yes.
He knew your ass was there the whole time.
The whole time. Set him up.
Gun to his head.
Didn't even flinch.
Oh, he was so calm.
Yeah.
He was. And I kept thinking, there's no way he does not know Huck is following
right.
him. There's no way.
Yeah,
right.
He's not that good. This is command.
And I kept trying yeah. to figure out, okay, what does this man have to do with anything that Pete...
Yeah, I didn't know who the man was.
Pete Foster.
Right.
Yeah, we don't find out till another couple episodes, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was a very... Yeah, I loved... I was like, okay, Huck, you're going to learn.
Yeah.
And when Daddy P says, you know what? You're not... I left something for you.
Mm.
I know exactly what you need. I left something for you in there. Go ahead on in there and take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And Huck, I mean, ooh, I just love
Damn. You
know, his face. You could see him like, I don't want to, but I have to. I have
yeah.
to do it.
He still has, he's a soldier.
Yeah.
If you get a command, whether you like it or not, you're going to carry it out.
Yeah. And he does love doing it.
He does.
That's
the problem.
Thing, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Daddy P knew.
Daddy mm-hmm. P.
Yep. Daddy P knew. And, you know, we have been asking ourselves, does Daddy P know who Huck is? Does he know? And, you know, we got that answer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this episode shows, mm-hmm. oh, not only does he know Huck, he knows Huck.
Right.
Yep.
Everything
okay.
about him.
He knows Huck.
Yeah.
He knows that it would have been a struggle for him to leave that trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, that was good.
Yeah.
And the only thing that really bugged me about this episode, I don't know if it bugged y'all, was when Olivia, I think it was at the beginning of the ep, when Olivia was talking to Jake. How are you here?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what you mean. How are you here? How are you here?
They don't just let people go.
I was like, are you... I mean, how many times are you going to have her say it, Shonda?
My thing is, it's not like he just crawled up out of nowhere and heard from him. Chick,
right.
You knew he was in the hole.
Duh.
Making all these calls. Matter of
yes.
fact, you called your ex-boo to get your new boo out of the hole. Why are you so surprised when he shows up, deliver it to your door?
Wait, and this is what I didn't get either. Why do you keep asking that question? You know how. You gave your daddy an ultimatum and said,
yes.
I'll put Sunday dinners back on the fucking table
mm-hmm.
if you bring him back.
Yes.
I will have this chick admit mm-hmm. that she slept mm-hmm. with the president if you bring it. I mean, she had all these things in the pot.
Right.
Why are you going to sit here and for 2 minutes keep asking, how are you here?
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
that
like, you're really going to answer her and say everything that happened to him. No.
No, no, no.
Oh, and then I was rolling my eyes. I'm sorry. Now, I mean, I like Jake, but I was like, he's like, well, your face is the only thing that got me
yeah.
through. Oh.
What a crap of shit.
I mean, he's got it bad, yeah. but I mean, come on. You are the only thing that got me through picturing your face.
Whatever.
Come on, Jake.
Thank
God.
You.
Sap, sap, sap.
Right.
That was too sappy.
Yes.
Too sweet. Mm-hmm. Too saccharine. And especially since they've only slept together once.
Right.
They weren't even really in a relationship,
wow.
really.
No,
I mean,
they weren't.
He loves her for real, though,
but
I don't know.
In a genuine weird. Relationship.
Yeah, that was just, ugh.
Yeah.
So, do we want to move on to episode 4?
Yes.
Yes.
Say hello to my little friend.
My little friend.
What I want to say first of all,
uh-oh.
Here we go.
Y'all might have this in your mind too. we get a happy dance from Harrison.
OMG!
In his tight-ass slacks.
Oh, my!
Were they?
Those suspenders, first of all, were tight, so they was pulling everything up. And then those pants were a tad tight. And it so burned. Then when he started shaking it, I was like, okay now, Harrison, don't bust something.
My goodness.
Don't bust off them pants, because they awful tight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Y'all didn't notice that?
Hey, yeah, I noticed.
I don't think I noticed.
How could you not notice him?
Just A is so sweet. She doesn't see the dirty stuff that we see.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going to happen next.
Yeah, I was too. Like, were those pans about to bust open?
Right. I'm like, okay, one of two things can happen right now. Either his pants are going to split, or I'm going to see a print.
Oh!
back to the end scenes conversation.
Oh my.
End scenes.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was first impression.
Mm-hmm.
But we get a new client. They have a new client. She's recovered from her bomb blast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait, sister. Did you write that down in your notes about Harrison?
Huh?
Or are you just remembering?
No, I'm remembering.
Second.
Do you not remember that scene?
I do remember the scene, but I wondered if you wrote that down.
I didn't need to write that down.
Okay.
That was imprinted. I can still see the little move he did.
Yeah, okay.
He did.
Shake it.
Work it.
Dance for mama, baby.
Right?
Dance for mama. That sounded creepy.
All right.
I didn't have the right tone. In
Can you two talk about me?
I know.
I don't talk about you. I'm with you on a lot of this stuff.
It just says it out loud sometimes.
Yeah.
Or often.
So the new client is this sexteen
yeah.
pervert senator who is tweeting pictures of himself to women, kind of like that.
Anthony Weiner.
Right.
Yep.
Yep.
Which, that guy is so creepy looking.
So nasty.
Yeah.
I don't know how his wife stays with his ass.
Oh.
No?
I don't know either.
I don't see wrong. It.
No, I don't see it either.
Mm-mm.
I mean, if you're going to do all that, just get divorced.
Right.
And you can do whatever.
I mean, there's something. People send pictures of themselves all the time, but it's the married fools. I'm like, why is that? I don't know. Anyway. So we have this senator who's been sexting pictures to other women, and now he's being accused of murdering one of the women. And he's like, I didn't do it. And he wants to hire Pope and Associates. And the wife is there saying, oh, no, we were home together.
Yeah.
There's no way he could have done it. So Olivia's like, okay, well, then we'll... You know, we'll take the case on and we'll start, you know, fixing things.
Yeah.
So I didn't like how she tried to fix it, but I think
Olivia.
Yeah.
Where
one of the people that he was sexting, they went after her character and they were looking into her background and seeing that she was, seeing if she had more people that she was involved with. So, yeah, I didn't like that tactic, but that's what people do.
Yeah, got to go after the character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we also, in this one, have Quinn, who I've been annoyed with for a couple of episodes.
Yeah, she's getting annoying.
Her, and I used to like her, but now she's just annoying.
Leave her alone.
I don't find her that annoying yet.
You don't?
No.
Wow.
Not yet.
Well, that's good.
She's like a puppy dog.
I guess because I kind of still feel bad for her. She's forced into this life by no choice of her own. And you've got this whole new identity. So it's like she's just trying to find herself. She's trying to create Quinn.
Yeah.
So I guess I just kind of feel bad for her.
Okay.
I get that, but she's just too, I don't know, over the top with it.
Yeah,
though.
Too much.
It's a little, I mean, she's always just following somebody around.
Yeah. She's always stop.
Yes, that's the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She just keeps going and going and going, which is fine, but why do you have to announce it that you're keep going,
yeah.
You know? Just do it in the shadows so we don't have to,
yeah.
You know. But so she's annoying, and she's following Huck, and she ends up following him to AA. And I love the episodes when he's in AA talking about his addiction and knowing that what his real addiction is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those scenes just, I don't know. They're just, I just like that.
Yeah.
And then he's given his testimony and looks up, and there she is standing in the corner.
Like her phone goes off or something.
Stalker.
Yeah.
Come on, woman. Leave him alone.
Right. That's like, that right there crossed the line.
Yeah, it really did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Huck's a little mad. Then we get into a little bromance with Huck and Jake.
Yeah.
So unexpected.
That was.
Definitely, yeah.
But I kind of liked it.
Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I just do not like Jake.
Yeah.
Oh, you just don't like Jake at all.
I know.
You just want him off the screen.
Yeah. He could have stayed in the hole.
Ooh, oh, wait.
Poor Jake.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So they start trying to research this Operation Remington and trying to get files, and they try to sneak in, you know, sneak around and look up things and try to get information. They do find out that Fitz was the one that was flying and not that Pete Foster.
Yeah.
Right, that ended up killing.
Right.
Which I was like, okay, what does this mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What did he do? Back to my theory that I think we talked about the first episode, which was, maybe he shot down.
Right.
Not shot down, but maybe he killed innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe some friendly fire killed some other soldiers or something.
Right.
But now we know he was flying a plane, so, you know.
Yes.
We also get introduced to Lisa Kudrow's character.
Yeah.
We do.
Senator Josephine Marcus.
Yes, yep. Of Montana.
Montana.
Democrat running for president.
And I don't know why they made Montana country. It seemed like they were having her talk country or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's how they talk there, but yeah. I don't know, honestly.
It's like the Wild West out there. Right? I mean, Montana way out there.
It is, but it's not.
Wild West.
I mean, I know it's not like Arizona West or whatever, but they got guns and stuff.
They have guns in Dallas.
Well,
best believe we have guns in Detroit.
We got guns in Boston, too, but people aren't carrying them in their trucks.
They are in Dallas.
They're in Dallas, I know.
Honey, people got... Have y'all seen this, I don't know if it's a real Tiffany's, but there's a gun that's a Tiffany's blue.
What?
For women, it's small.
Shut the front door.
And it supposedly comes in like a little box that's like the Tiffany's box.
Really?
Yeah.
Wants one.
Okay, I'm going
to. I have several friends who want one.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up.
Tiffany's gun.
I love shooting. I like shooting games.
Yeah.
I've never shot a gun, though, but I would love to go to a range.
OMG, I just Googled.
Did you find it?
I did.
It's cute.
It.
Look it up.
Oh, it is.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
I'm telling you. I mean, so, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to go to a range myself just to try it.
Yeah, I would too.
But I'd never own a handgun.
It's a great stress reliever.
Shooting.
Yes.
So you've done it, obviously.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you own a weapon?
I can't say that on the podcast.
Goodness, I'll take it. Yes.
That's a yes. I was just going to say. I think that's a yes. Why can't he say that on the podcast?
Hmm?
Is there a stigma?
No, I mean a stigma. No.
You lawfully have one. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of people that have them.
Yeah.
A lot of people.
But there's a lot of people also who are so against it.
Right.
Especially with all the violence happening.
Yeah, it's a touchy subject for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not like a machine gun, like just a normal gun, you know. And it's not, I mean, yeah, it is a touchy subject. I don't feel like there should be all these machine guns available for people to buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just willy-nilly, but a regular gun, I don't know. It's just, that's a hard.
Yeah.
It's really people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they're going to, I will say, though, I don't want to be in anybody's house, or I wouldn't want any of my kids at someone's house.
Exactly.
That had one, because you just don't know how people, how well they lock their stuff up, well they look after. Yeah, stuff happens.
Yeah, that's true.
Or somebody who you know has a temper, please. Readily.
Oh, they should
access.
Not anyway.
Right. Right.
Yeah. That's, I'm always like, this person does not need to have something that readily accessible.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But damn, so this gun is adorable.
See?
It's, yeah. It's if it was like a BB gun, I'd get it. Wow.
Yeah, it's cute.
Yeah.
It is.
So how do we even get on the subject of guns?
You know,
Montana.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, you were talking about the shoot of
Wild Wild West.
Have guns, yeah. So we see Josephine Marcus, Lisa Kudrow, and she's at a rally with Melly, and Melly shit talks about her, actually, when she thinks that nobody's listening, but this other lady has a microphone on.
Yeah, dummy.
And I'm thinking, ooh, that is a bat.
Yeah.
That's happened before with people. It's pretty funny.
Well, I'm sure. So that kind of puts that senator in the limelight.
Yeah.
And so Cyrus is concerned because now they feel like they have a contender against Fitz in the next election.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a woman. So he sends one of his little people to Montana to dig up dirt. And they find dirt.
Yeah.
Big dirt.
Got a big secret.
Big dirt.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, why do you people like, why would you run for office with that kind of dirt?
Yeah. Right. You know it's going to come out.
Especially when you're not acknowledging it. You're trying to keep it secret.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were talking about it, it'd be different. So then the other thing, what happened? Oh, we find out that the senator, that they're having a client, the sexy perv sexting senator, he's in the damn courtroom. Still sexting people.
Ugh, that's
lesson not learned.
No, not even close.
So the wife is like, oh, fuck this. Yeah. I'm not even keeping up with him. And I'm thinking, you should have said that the first time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So come to find out, he gets pissy or whatever, and he says, you know what? She lied. I wasn't even with her. I was alone.
Mm-hmm.
And Olivia somehow puts together, it was the wife who killed that girl.
Mm-hmm.
And not him.
Well, didn't you have an inkling? Or no?
Well, I mean, she just seemed too nicey-nice. Like, no emotion, nothing. So I don't know that I had an inkling that she did it, but that she knew something about it and was covering it up.
I think as soon as he said that she was just lying, like that wasn't his real alibi, that's what let me know, okay, she's the one who killed her.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have an inkling until that happened, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wasn't picking up on anything along the way.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I wasn't really either until then either, just because it was just so, I don't know, I think I was paying attention to other things.
Yeah.
And wondering why this woman is still standing there.
Yeah. Right.
You know, defending this fool.
I know. That's what I never get.
Yeah.
Never get that.
Yeah. I was just thinking when you said you were paying attention to other things. What that might have been.
What other things might that be?
No, there was... Okay, now, Sister A, now your mind is in the gut. Because that little dance that Harrison did was at the beginning.
Right.
We didn't find out about the wife until at the end, so.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I do not think about that every second of the episode.
Anyway.
Anywho. Fitz confronts Daddy P.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, okay, Fitz, this is not going to end well for you. You might not want to do that.
Well, Fitz already thinks that he can take down B613 and he... Right. Like, dude, you may be the president, but you have no power.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy P runs everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Now... Does Fitz know Daddy P is Olivia's dad?
See, this is what I was wondering. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think he does.
I don't think anyone knew that until Daddy P showed up at her office. But the only people who were there then were her associates.
Yeah.
Nobody else was there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, honestly, who knows
that... Like he doesn't.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't think he does, but he's going to be in real shock when he finds out.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if Cyrus knows, because, you know, he had that kill folder set up for her, but was there any pictures of her dad in that? I mean, they didn't show us any pictures of her dad.
Mm-hmm. No, but they knew about her mom and how she died in a plane crash. And doesn't Cyrus know all about Operation Remington?
Yeah, because Daddy P showed him. But I don't think there's pictures in there.
But don't you think he would have probably put two and two together? Like, okay, her mom died in a plane crash. Oh, this plane was the same one that was involved in Operation Remington, you know?
Yeah.
See, we don't know that by this episode. I don't think. We don't know that at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I just was, my main thing was, okay, does he know that that's Olivia's dad? And I think no.
Yeah. But I think Cyrus knows more.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to say no too.
But you think Cyrus knows?
I think he might know. He definitely knows more about B6. Is it 613?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows about them.
Yeah.
Does he know that Daddy Pope is command of B613?
Oh, he has to
know
now.
Yeah, they meet all the time.
Cyrus knows for sure. Fitz, I think, now knows because that's why he went to confront him about David Foster.
Okay, so I wouldn't doubt that. Well, I think Cyrus probably does know.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cyrus might know.
Yeah.
All I know is when Fitz went there to talk to him, I was like, okay, Fitz.
Right.
Quit. You know, he did that thing that I like him doing to Olivia, but he just tried to do it to Daddy P, which was walk up on him.
Oh.
You know? And Daddy P was like, son,
I'm on the wrong brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
But I like it when he does it to Olivia.
I do.
Something about it is like, go ahead on, baby.
Right?
And the only thing, the other thing that kind of got me, again, we talked about this in the previous one, Elmarie and I did, that Olivia lets everybody and their effing daddy in her house, and Jake seems to have free fucking reign throughout her house.
Yeah, he's always there when she comes home.
Okay, yeah, like he didn't move in.
Right.
Well, no, he's like going to get the wine.
Yeah.
He's got the wine bottle. He's refilling her glass. He's like, he's coming from the kitchen. We don't never see her ass coming from the kitchen.
You're right.
She's on the couch and he's just, you know, helping himself. And then, you know, she's getting all upset. And he's like, oh, just lay your head on my chest.
Oh God.
Just come in.
And she does
just come
this.
In here. You're fine. And then she looks up at him with those eyes, and then they start kissing.
I'm like, can he just take his ass back home?
Oh, my goodness. So then her Fitz phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
Fitz phone.
I love that term, Fitz phone. And she jumps up to get it. Well, actually, she doesn't know it. Did she know it was him?
Yes.
No, I don't think she knew it was him. It was her regular phone. I don't remember.
I thought it was the Fitz phone.
Yeah.
Okay. So she's like, oh, Mr. President. Now, she could have just said, hey, how you doing? She didn't have to say who it was, and Jake would have never known.
She didn't have to say who it was, and you're making yourself look like Jake already knows what goes on between you and Fitz. So there's no point in you saying Mr. President and trying to act formal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your only relationship with him. Oh, Mr. President.
Right.
Well, she negated all that when she says, you sound funny. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You sound differenter, mm-hmm. You know. But did you crack the hell up?
No.
When Jake
I'm
was like,
about to say.
More wine? And Fitz is like, oh, you have company.
Yeah, he totally made himself heard.
He got pissed off, Fitz did. Yeah. He's like, oh, well, I'll just let you go then. She's like, no, I could talk.
I was pissed as Fitz.
Shut the F up, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did it on purpose, especially
because
he knew it was Fitz. You want Fitz to know that you're there. You know what? If I was Olivia and he did that to me, he would have been out of there. He would have been out of there so quick.
Yeah.
And her face, she was like, fool, I know what she was doing.
Right.
But again, she lets everybody and their daddy over to their damn house.
Yeah.
This is back to the, second season. Mm. I was so annoyed with Edison because he kept popping the fuck up. And I'm like, can he get the key back from him?
Yeah. And eventually she did say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or change your lock or something.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Yeah, that kind of got me.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And then did we talk about the Montana thing? I think that we did find out that she did have a baby that she gave up for adoption. That senator.
And turned out to be her sister.
Yes.
Didn't really give it up.
Right.
I think actually that's the next episode that they talk about that. At that point, we just know that she had a baby.
Oh, yeah.
And gave it up. So then moving on to episode 5.
Yep. Entitled.
More cattle. Yeah.
Well, no, wait. Before we move on to episode 5, at the end of this one, didn't Huck have that talk with Quinn? Like, look, you need to chill out.
Yeah.
Was it this one or was it?
Or was
he did
it,
yell at her at the end of this episode.
No, it was this one. You're right.
Yeah.
Like, he sees the path that Quinn is going down. He sees mm-hmm. she's so fascinated with this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And I think Huck he feels responsible.
Yeah.
Because he kind of introduced her to it.
And he says, why do I feel like you're more interested in the killing part than in anything else?
Yeah.
Something like that.
He's mm-hmm.
He knows.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he said it. Chill your ass down
right.
Because you're annoying people.
Yeah. Me.
And it's probably because they really don't have anything for her to do at this right this moment.
Yeah.
And they just keep having her pop up with stuff, and
yeah.
I get it, but she's just a tad bit annoying.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay, so now episode 5. And Sister A, you have a title?
The title is More Cattle, Less Bull. Back to Montana.
I tell you, I don't think they talk country in Montana.
Not as country as she was talking.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so then we're back to Olivia and Daddy P having their dinners.
Yep.
And
awkward.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too. Awkward.
She's trying to get information about her mom from him.
Mm-hmm.
And they just wind up arguing, and not the best dinner.
And then we get the group going to Montana, the associates.
Yeah, that was good.
And also Cyrus's people
mm-hmm.
going to Montana to try to get more dirt. Because they found out about this baby. Now they want to know where's the baby at,
mm-hmm.
and where to go.
Yeah.
And so Olivia has her folks go out there first, which was smart.
Yeah.
Well, it was smart that she admitted that she had the baby. So then we get the greatest line ever when they are in Montana. And so they're trying to get, they finally track down the baby's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, we're going to, you know, give you this money. You're not going to say anything. And Cyrus's little guy is all set to interview him. And he says, oh, hell, we got poked.
Poked. Yep.
We got poked.
And they did big time.
They that did.
The interview didn't even kick off.
So this is also the of the correspondence dinner.
Yes.
And apparently Olivia, you know, is waiting for Fitz to call so that he can tell her to come to the dinner.
Right.
And as he's not calling, she's like getting disgusted, probably with herself,
mm-hmm.
for pining for his call. And throws his phone away.
Yeah.
Right.
And I was like, don't throw the Fitz phone out.
Right.
That's the booty call phone.
Mm-hmm.
The booty call phone.
That's what we should call it. The booty phone.
The booty phone. That's the booty phone. And you're going to. And wait. And this is, she was at her office.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens at 2 a.m. at the house and you're like, hey, I need to call the booty phone.
Right.
You gotta get up and go to the office and dig it out the trash.
Yeah.
So then we find out that the little girl that Josie, the senator, gave away is really her sister.
Yes.
Yeah.
15
her
years
sister
younger.
Is her daughter.
Yep.
Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
We should have known when she told her sister to leave the room before she told the story.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
At the very beginning.
Yeah, I don't pick up on stuff like that as good as I probably should.
Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah.
Until, you know, she said that, and I was like, oh, is that why she made her leave the
room?
Yeah. I didn't until you just now said it.
Yeah, me too.
this is weird. I didn't understand this. Well, I guess I could explain later. But throughout the whole show, David and Abby apparently are talking.
Yes.
And he's telling her, hey, whenever you get back in town, hopefully you get back in time for the correspondence dinner. I mm-hmm. want to take you. And she's like, okay, whatever, whatever. They come back home from Montana. She's in the office and he's saying, hey, are you back in town? She's like, no. And I was like, what the hell is she doing? Why is she not?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, she's been pining after his ass. Why is she lying?
Yeah.
I was confused on that until, of course, the end.
Until later, yeah. I mean,
until later. But, yeah, I was like, what the hell is she doing?
Yeah.
And her makeup is growing on me. I'm starting to like it.
Finally.
Finally.
Oh. Okay, so Sister A, did you notice her extreme makeover?
Well, I noticed that her hair changed quite a bit in the third season.
Mm-hmm.
Which I like it a lot.
Me too.
It's got a lot more body. It's nice instead of that straight
mm-hmm.
cut. But I hadn't noticed about the makeup.
Yeah, she's wearing makeup now.
Yes,
oh, okay.
A lot. Like the eyeliner's heavier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Eye. And I didn't really like it.
Okay.
At first, but it's growing on me.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I had noticed.
I did like the hair.
Yeah, I like the hair.
I did like the hair,
yeah.
But the makeup was a little much. And I think it's a little much for, like, the day. I mean, it needs to change, make it a little softer for when she's
mm-hmm.
in the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was interesting. And I was thinking back, I'm like, oh, why do I think her husband was dead or that he got killed or something?
Yeah, I guess I hadn't thought that he was still around myself.
I think he was still around either. For some reason, I thought he was either, because we do know that she was abused.
Right.
So, I don't know, I guess I figured maybe he was either dead or in jail.
In jail, yeah.
Something.
But apparently, he's right there in town.
Yes.
And,
but they didn't show him.
Yeah,
right?
Running around, he's among the political circle.
Mm.
Yeah, because he was a guest
mm-hmm.
at the dinner, and that's why she didn't want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, why she wouldn't have told him that ahead of time, I don't know, but...
Well, he would have understood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a valid reason.
I didn't understand why she didn't tell him, unless she had every intention of maybe conquering that fear and saying, you know what, I can go to this dinner, I can do this. And then chickened out at the last minute.
Well, she did say that she got dressed mm-hmm. and she sat in the car and she couldn't get out. Right. But she wanted to,
but
you know, come there.
Her and David are better than that. She could have just told him.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, they've been together quite a bit. So
yeah.
It's like they keep manufacturing reasons why they can't be together
yeah.
in the show. And, I mean, I understood... Last season, the Cytron card and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a new season. They've forgiven each other for, you know, he's forgiven her, whatever. So I don't know why they keep manufacturing reasons for them to be
right.
angstier,
yeah.
you know, have issues or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could, there's other ways they could do it. Like if they're both working on a case, the same thing, and he's trying to get info and Abby's trying to get info. Yeah, that was interesting. But I like them together.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute.
Kurt.
Which I like. Kurt. Kurt. Those of y'all who did not listen to our Big Brother podcast will not know what that is about.
Right. Big Brother inside joke.
Inside joke.
Yeah, just working on our accents.
I thought it was so cute, and I love when they do it. When Fitz finally did call Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
To go over his lines for his jokes mm-hmm. for the Correspondence Dinner. And she had, I think she had told Jake that he usually always
yeah.
runs them by me.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anything from him or, you know.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that she is starting to admit it to Jake so that he gets the idea, look.
Yeah.
You were like a diversion, even though I like Jake. But I don't want her to keep like not admitting that her and Fitz have something. I want her to admit it yeah. to him so he can figure out what he want to do. And so then when the phone rang and it was him, and she was digging through that trash too, wasn't she?
Oh, yeah. Booty call. Pick up.
Right? Booty call.
Booty call. In the morning or in the afternoon.
Right.
Early booty call. But when they started talking, it was so, I don't know. It was like, I like their little banter back and forth.
Yeah, and he's hiding in the bathroom from Melly.
Right.
Calling her from the bathroom.
Dude, you're in the bathroom, which appears to look like the bathroom to your master bedroom.
Right.
You're on the phone. Door's not even closed. You're
That's the
laughing.
Thing.
You're not whispering. Dude, you're not hiding.
Yeah.
You're not hiding. He just does not give a damn.
He don't.
No. He's had it.
He doesn't.
He's done.
He's smiling. He's laughing. He's, mm-hmm. you know, cutting up. Melly.
Oh.
Is on the other side of the dough listening.
Mm.
That was funny.
This goes back to my problem with Melly that I said last time.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute she doesn't care, and the next minute she cares. And it's like so confusing to figure her out episode to episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you can tell she loves him and wants them to be like that
mm-hmm.
one time, and then another time she's like, doesn't care. I don't know. It's just weird.
Yeah.
With all these episodes, that, I mean, it can't just be because she hates him the whole time, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So at this point, Olivia's like, hey, I need to go through the Correspondence Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll need a date.
I need a date. So she gets Jake to take her.
Yep.
What did you think of her dress?
Oh, I like
gorge.
Oh, no.
You did it?
No.
What?
It was so sharp at the top.
That was the best part.
No.
Yeah, I like that part. I like that.
It was
Are
too
you
much.
Serious?
I'm serious.
I liked it.
No, wasn't for me.
I loved it.
And I love the black and white, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know she wears white a lot. And
she does,
I just didn't
yeah.
like it. It wasn't, it was too sharp for me.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I mean, she wasn't going to be poking nobody.
She could have poked her own eye out. And I do love her strut.
Oh, she can walk, honey.
Yes.
Strut like nobody's business.
Yes.
I even liked her hair, which was a weird style, which was like half up and half down, but it was a strange half up and half down.
It was, yeah. But it
wasn't
fit.
Like pulled to the side or anything. It was just like, I'll just put this half up.
Right.
They go to the correspondence dinner, her and Jake, and she's staring at Fitz the whole time. Jake's noticing.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gets a nod from Tom, and you know she was like, all right, go.
You know she
was. About to get my freak on.
Yes. And this is like, oh, time for one of our classic quickies.
Yep.
Into the spoon. She jumped up quick, and lo and behold, it was Melly. And you could see in her face, she was like, fuck!
Didn't see that coming.
Where's Fitz?
Melly could tell, too.
Yeah.
And so Melly is pleading with her to come back to the White House and be their campaign manager.
Because mm-hmm.
she knows Fitz. She knows how to win. Wait a minute. Olivia didn't win the last time.
Right.
Y'all cheated the last time. So, but I guess she's thinking, look, we have more time than we had then, or I don't know. Maybe we'll get her early or.
Right.
But she's convinced that Olivia's the one to get them a win.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I don't know about that, Melly.
But didn't they try another guy before that? Remember?
They wanted to hire this other guy, but he was saying, oh no, he won't win. He won't win.
Right.
He's got too much affairs in his, you know, that he's had in the past.
He's just too messy.
He's a mess, yeah.
True that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do either of you watch or used to watch any of Shonda Rhimes' other shows, like Grey's Anatomy or Private Practice?
Yes.
No.
I liked his character.
Yeah, he was a doctor on Private Practice.
Pediatrician.
Okay.
And I love how Shonda Rhimes recycles her cast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you always see people, like, Cyrus used to be on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh.
Yeah, she uses, like, the same.
That's cool.
Same actors, which is cool.
So, Melly is looking all, you know, Olivia's like, no, Melly. Not going to be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, yeah, Melly, I mean, do you know what that's going to do?
Right.
She's like, come back on the campaign trail with us. Melly.
Really?
You're basically.
Exactly.
Pimping out your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then in two more episodes, she'll be mad about it.
Yeah.
So I was like, Melly, come on now.
Right.
Don't even.
Make up your mind.
But I think Melly, like Cyrus, they will do anything to maintain their power in their position.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So if Melly has to pimp out Fitz, she'll do it.
Yeah.
But the thing is about her, though, excuse me, is that then something will happen where she, like, thinks she's back in love with him,
mm-hmm.
and she'll be upset about it.
Yeah.
So it's like she can't do both. I don't know how they're going to deal with it as the show continues, because the back and forth part, and maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm just reading too much into it, but it just seems like even in this episode, like, she would look at Fitz a certain way, or there was that one episode where she said that crap about Josie with the microphone, where he went to hold her hand.
Yeah.
And at first, she looks like she wants to hold his hand, but then she's like, no, he's playing me or something.
She pulls her hand away.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's like that back and forth stuff, and I'm like, can we have one or the other for more than just one episode?
Yeah.
Right.
It's just kind of too much back and forth. So then Olivia goes back to Jake, and Jake is kind of salty. He's like, I'm going to leave, because obviously you have other things that you're doing,
mm-hmm.
and I don't need to be a part of that. I already know who you like.
Right.
We'll just let it go.
Yeah. He's out.
He's out.
Mm-hmm.
So then we didn't mention that before they left Montana, Baby Huck Quinn buys a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking when she was in that store, I'm like, how is she going to get that on the plane? She shipped it to herself.
Right.
Doesn't they show her opening up her little box and she's like all excited.
Yeah.
Pulling out her little gun. So you're like, oh shit, that's not going to be good.
Right.
And then we get Huck and Jake, the bromance, back together again.
Mm-hmm.
Have done figured out what Operation Remington is really about.
Yeah.
Down to pretty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, OMG.
Yes.
I know.
So they find out that Fitz was really the one flying the plane,
mm-hmm.
which we knew, that it wasn't in Iran. It was actually in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
And Iceland is where that plane crashed that had Olivia's mama on it.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
I was freaking out.
Yes.
Mouth
yeah.
hanging open.
Yes.
And of course, then they take it to Olivia, like the last 2 minutes of the episode. And she's like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to see anything. And like, you have to know this.
Right.
Yeah.
And you see her face, and then it's over for the week. And you're like, no.
I know. Yeah. I'm not going to handle well having to wait a week between episodes now.
Oh, yes,
yeah. Welcome to how we feel.
I know.
Well, but like, it's over already.
Yeah.
Then we get into episode 6, Icarus.
Dun, dun, dun.
This was a good episode.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I mean, they're all good.
Yeah.
It's not a bad one yet. In this one, we get a lot of flashbacks, which I love those, with Olivia and her mom. And I kept trying to see, and I don't know if I was distracted or something, but I kept trying to see. It felt like I knew who the woman playing her mom was, but then I couldn't really figure it out either because they didn't really show her long enough.
Yeah, they kind of didn't focus much on her.
Yeah.
I think they did that on purpose, too.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see a little young Olivia.
So cute with her glasses.
Yeah.
Headphones.
And her saying goodbye because she's going on a trip overseas and she'll see her soon.
Yeah.
But I don't know, and I know this is a theory that some folks have on Twitter, or at least that I've seen on Twitter. And I didn't think about it until I watched this episode.
What?
And that. So when she was saying goodbye to Olivia, did you feel like it was like an extra, she was saying an extra goodbye to her?
I did.
Yeah, it did seem a little.
Like she knew.
More.
Well, this is my theory. Because I did catch that it did seem like she was saying an extra bye. Like, she was trying to think it was just a regular day kind of bye. But it kind of had an overtone like, you're not going to see me again, bye. So I think, and I can get, like, crazed with my theory, so.
Go for it.
But sometimes I'm right. But I think probably she found out what Daddy Polk really does for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably figured, okay, she knows too much. She's either got to go or I've got to make her disappear before she becomes like a liability or hurt. So I think, yes, they had Fitz fly the plane and it crashes, but I think that was just a cover up and that Mama Pope is actually still alive.
Ooh. Yeah, it did kind of cross my mind that she could still be around.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
But at the same time, her goodbye wasn't like really lovey goodbye, right?
Was it? Lovey-lovey.
No, it wasn't lovey-lovey, like hug.
Yeah, like kiss and hug. If that's the last time you're going to see your daughter.
It was like she lingered a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe we're just reading into it.
Yeah.
But
if that was the last time I was going to see my daughter, I'd be hugging
True.
And kissing, and it'd be a long goodbye, and you know.
But you don't want to make it obvious and scare your daughter.
True.
And this is what I thought of. And I think it was Jocelyn on Twitter that was asking me.
Mm-hmm.
What I thought about the mom and if she was still alive and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I started thinking that maybe she was lingering a little bit longer over the goodbye, even though it wasn't overly, like, lovey.
Mm-hmm.
But my thought is maybe it's not overly lovey because the mama is a spy also.
Could be.
And we, Jocelyn and I, were both talking about what if the mama is actually bigger than Daddy P.
Whoa.
Or was bigger than Daddy P and knew that she was going to have to do, you know,
right.
to do this and was like, okay. But maybe she's not overly, what's the word? Sensitive or demonstrative with her love or whatever.
Yeah.
Because it seems to me Daddy P in the flashback was awfully upset about this plane crash. And I don't think he, so my theory is he didn't know or he didn't like, so I don't think he ordered it. I don't think he knew it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he said
I think
that.
It, yeah. And I believe him on that one.
Yeah. And he said that he'd left his wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think that maybe she, like, Elmarie said, found out something, and the powers that be that were above him said, okay, she's got to go, or that she determined that she had to do it, and Daddy P didn't know the real reason that she was, you know, I think somehow she, I don't know. So I don't know that she's dead or alive.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm kind of like with you, Elmarie, my mind has just gone all over the place with it. And I'm like thinking, okay, she could be really dead and Daddy P didn't know about it. Or maybe Daddy P was crying so hard because he did know it was going to happen, but he couldn't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe she thought she had like to disappear.
Right. But I kind of like the idea of her being maybe a spy or something, too.
Yeah.
And Daddy P not knowing it.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be cool.
Oh my god.
That would be awesome.
That would blow this show out of the water.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it though?
Damn. Yeah.
So I don't know though. Because he was awfully well anyway, so yeah. So I don't know. I was just thinking that, but I had been hearing from the previous week people saying, what if her mama isn't dead? What if her mama is still alive? And I was like, oh, yeah. So then my mind was just wandering all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
So now Olivia is like in a daze. She knows all this shit. She's thinking back to what happened.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a daze now that she realizes it was Fitz and this operation that brought the plane down. And so she goes to talk to Fitz. And I was like, okay, this is not going to end well, Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get what you want.
Right.
Because every time she pulls that, you tell me the truth.
Yeah.
I'm like, he is not going to tell you. Because first of all, even though y'all are in this relationship, he's still the prez. And second of all, he doesn't want her to think any badly about him.
Right.
And so if it's anything negative, he's not going to want to tell her anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes and she asks him about Operation Remedy. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything. She just stares at his ass, stares him down. I'm like, he's not going to break, Olivia.
Right.
No, keep staring. She did. She kept trying a couple more times and finally just left. And them, and they all thought that she was there to say, oh, yeah, we'll work with you on the campaign.
Right.
Exactly. They did think that she had come there to accept.
That was so funny. Cyrus and Melly were all excited.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just like old times.
Uh-huh.
So then she Olivia gets back to the office and is like, okay, we're taking on the congresswoman as a client for sure. We're going to start getting you supporters and we're going to go full-fledged on this campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of interesting to see all that. I love the scene, though. What did y'all think about when Olivia calls her dad?
And she's had a bottle of wine.
He's like, have you been drinking? Yep.
And show has.
And I like, after all the time that we've been watching the show, she's always been a red wine drinker.
Yes.
But then they go back to the original time of her having dinner with her dad, and she didn't even drink. She didn't like the taste of it or anything.
Right.
And so he got her.
Find out, yeah.
Yeah.
That was such a good touch.
Yeah.
It was.
He's like, you haven't had the right kind of wine.
Right, the fine wine or whatever.
The fine wine.
Now she's hooked.
It's probably true, yeah.
The one of the producers, she has a podcast called Scandal Revealed that they do after every episode. So they'll have one of the cast members on, and they talk about, like, behind-the-scenes things of the show that just aired. It's called Scandal Revealed.
Okay.
And on the last one, Daddy Pope was the guest. And he said it's funny because in real life, he is like a red wine connoisseur. He loves red wine.
Wow.
And Kerry Washington doesn't drink.
Oh,
so, at all.
At all.
Wow.
No, she doesn't drink at all. You know, after the storyline and after they shot those scenes, he told her, just like your character Olivia didn't drink, I am going to introduce you to a red wine that I'm sure you will like. So he is actually going to buy her a bottle of red wine for her to try in real life. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, she ain't going to be able to drink it right now.
Not right now.
Or can you drink wine when you have, when you're pregnant? I don't think so.
You can drink. I thought you could drink.
Like a glass every once in a while? Okay. I don't know.
Not like every day. But,
yeah, just a little bit now and then, maybe.
But I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
That's a cool little insider tidbit.
Yeah. I'm going to have to check that podcast out.
Yeah.
I have it, but I just never have time to listen.
Mm-hmm. They're really short. Like, they don't have long-ass podcasts like we do.
Oh, good.
Ours really is.
It is.
3 hours
it
average
is.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do we do that every week? Plus, we were watching 5 hours a week, brother.
That's like 8 hours a week, at least.
At least.
Yeah.
How do we do that?
You know what? Looking back, I have no freaking clue.
Oh, we just loved it.
And had new stuff to talk about every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved everything about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's drunk and calls her daddy, talking about mom. You can see he's kind of getting touched because she's touched.
Yeah.
And then I like when he says, okay, one question. And she's like, what? Huh?
I'm like, don't question it. Just ask.
I know. I know. You know what he's talking about?
Right.
Did you order that plane to be shot down? Mom's plane? Like, no, I did not. I loved your mother, and I believe him on that.
Do you?
I do. I believe him, that he did not have it shot down, and that he did love the mom.
I do believe he loved the mom, and I'm hoping he didn't lie to Olivia.
I don't think he did. I don't think he gave the order. Now, I think he might have known about it, but she didn't ask him, did you know?
Right.
But Daddy Pope is like, he doesn't have anyone over him. He doesn't take orders from anyone.
Well, not now, but that was what? 20 years ago?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I didn't think about that. That's true.
Yeah.
Now he doesn't, or not that he knows of.
That's true.
Back then, you better believe there was somebody over him.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Well, yeah, I believe him now.
He was just getting started.
Mm-hmm.
So then she goes back to Jake, and I'm like, are you still jacking with Jake?
Right.
And wants more proof about Fitz's involvement in Operation Remington.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, she says, okay, but be careful, though, because... And I was thinking, okay, you're going to ask him to go research this crap and then tell him to be careful?
Right.
Daddy P don't play that. So then Jake goes and meets this girl who's giving him the side eye.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not really the side eye. She's giving him a wink, wink. To ask her to get the actual file for this case. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, okay, what's in it for me? He's like, well, you know, nothing this time.
Yeah.
She says that she'll go do it. And then, oh, this is what I want to ask y'all. What the heck is going on with Cyrus and Harrison?
Yeah.
How did that even come about?
When Harrison called Cyrus trying to get Olivia out of the news in the very first show of this season. And he's like, you cannot let Olivia take the fall for this. She's done too much for you in the White House. And Cyrus was on the other end of the phone like, who are you?
Who is this Adnan person?
Yeah, I don't think we know that yet.
We don't. This is the season that we're supposed to find out about Harrison's past.
His backstory, right.
Now, I thought he was embezzling.
Right.
But then Cyrus said something about being a car salesman? I'm confused.
Well, that's his old life. We know he's had... But wasn't he a... No, I think I'm making something up. Never mind. I was going to say, wasn't he... I'm probably making that shit up. I don't know. But at some point, I mean, we know that they have a past, and we haven't gotten his. He's the one that we haven't gotten anything on so far. So we know he has a past, except for we do know he was in prison and she got him out and blah, blah, blah. But I want to know who this Adnan person is and why Harrison was like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
I have got to find out. Yeah, we have to keep him out. All because Cyrus wants them to drop Josie as a client.
That's the thing. Yep.
And Harrison is immediately like, well, he tries to play it off. Mm-hmm. But then he's immediately like, oh, shit. You see it in his face. I'm like, OMG, who is this?
But my thing is, why is Cyrus so threatened by Josie being their client?
Because he knows Olivia's good.
How good she
and
is.
He knows that she is going to appeal to the woman voter that is disgusted with Fitz for having these affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I'm pretty sure when it boils down to it, Josie's not going to make it. She's not going to be on for too much longer. And I would not be surprised if Olivia...
Well, we know that, but they don't in the character.
But then I wouldn't be surprised if Olivia does end up working on Fitz's campaign. I guess Cyrus does know who this guy is.
Yeah.
Didn't he make a call saying, like, giving the all clear?
Yes. Uh-huh. To get his visa to go through.
Yeah.
Right. Which Harrison tried to get Huck to stop.
And whoever this guy is, he wants to kill Harrison.
Right. If he gets into the country, he said he'd be a dead man.
Harrison goes to Huck and is like, hey, I know you do things and... Yeah. I just need to know, can you stop someone from coming into the country? He's like, well, I could, you know, delete his application for a visa. But I'm assuming either Huck hadn't had a chance to do that yet, or Cyrus can override that.
Right.
That's going to be, I really am interested to see what that is going to be about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also Olivia and Abby are trying to get Josie to, you know, be more interesting. Get angry, get some bite to her, quit being so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And so they kind of trick her into, you know, doing that in an interview with James.
Yes.
And it was good to see James back.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I loved how Lisa Kudrow, Josie, broke his shit down and said, you're being sexist. Really, because honestly, this is not my picture. You're the one who wanted to do it in my house instead of at the office.
Mm-hmm.
I did not put those flowers there. They're your flowers. And he was like,
right. Got out.
I like this, too. Now, even though I like Fitz and Olivia, I like Melly and Fitz also when they get together.
I do, too.
And they're talking about having to schmooze the vice president so that they can... get her to help him win.
Right.
Well, we already knew her husband was kind of a roller.
Damn.
Wanderer. Yeah. He was doing it all in front of her face.
That was crazy.
So disrespectful.
Unbelievable.
So disrespectful.
With no shame. Like,
no.
And Melly played right into it.
I was going to say, she didn't seem to mind.
I think she was surprised. I don't think she wanted it, but I think she was like, because she kept looking at Sally like,
She was going to use it, though.
Yeah, she is now, yeah.
I think she planned to use it all along. She was just surprised that he was making it so easy.
And Sally was bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
This Christian woman.
Although... not too much, because she's always doing her own finagling.
She's a schemer.
Yeah.
She definitely is.
Oh, this is another interesting thing I wanted to ask y'all about. Quinn goes to the shooting range, target practice, and she's terrible.
Yeah.
And so, at one point, all of a sudden, here is Charlie, and I was like, oh, what the fuck is Charlie doing there? I was like, oh... she's gone. Who hired him to kill her? But I thought he was going to kill her. Because I'm like, why the hell else would he be there? And I think she thought so, too. Because she was like, what are you doing here?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, I'm just going to give you a few tips.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so later in the episode, she actually asks him for help. He's there again.
Conveniently.
Right.
Conveniently. Yes, exactly. And she should know this.
Of course.
She's baby Huck. She should already know something fishy about this.
Yeah.
But come to find out, he's been hired by Daddy P. We don't know for what purpose, but we assume it's to get her into B613.
That's my assumption, too.
Yeah.
And I think it's like giving candy to a baby.
Oh, yeah. She is ready.
She is.
Yeah.
Ready and willing.
Mm-hmm. She's been working up to it.
Yep. Especially since Huck's not helping her out.
Right.
And a lot of people have said online that it's weird that so many B613 people are just out in the open. All in the same city.
They are. Yeah.
And I was like, that's a good point. That is
kind of strange. A good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
If she joins B613, that will break.
I don't know, though.
I think so. He was going to totally blame himself. That might send him back in the corner.
I don't think so. I don't think he... I mean, you think she would make him go in the... No.
I think so. I think... Because he's already so emotional that Daddy Pope has all this control over him. And then on the other hand, he likes what he does. He gets a thrill out of it. So he understands why Quinn is so fascinated with it. But... Quinn wouldn't know anything about this if it wasn't for Huck.
True. Yeah, he's taught her everything.
And he knows how tortured he is and how he's going to always be under Daddy Pope's control.
Mm. Always.
So he wouldn't want that for someone else. He wouldn't want that for Quinn.
No.
Yeah.
But Quinn's on my nerves, so I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe her training will include putting her in the box for a couple months.
Oh, man!
Jeez.
As part of her training ritual, regimen or whatever.
Yeah, she's got to settle down.
What do you think that he'll assign her to do?
Spy! He wants to know what's going on at Pope and Associates. Mm. He wants to know what Livia's up to, and I think it's to spy on them.
Why would she do it?
I don't know. Right. He's going to get her. See, that's the thing. He's going to break these people and then get her under his control, and then she'll do whatever, you know, like Huck did.
If he wanted a spy, like, he can just set up surveillance.
Like he did before.
Yeah.
I don't know then. I don't. Maybe he needs more people because all his people are out, you know?
Out.
I mean, Charlie, we know Charlie still works for him, but mm-hmm. remember those other five that are out of B613?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Huck's no longer there, so maybe they need to recruit, you know, some more assassins or something.
More sass.
I just naturally thought he picked her because she worked at Olivia's office.
I don't know why she would do it.
I think she will because she's got that bug now.
She does.
Yeah.
She's got that disease that
Huck has.
Yeah.
But she's excited about it. She's not at the place where he is.
Right.
She doesn't know how bad it can get.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jake gets word from his friend. She's got the information he wanted and let's meet somewhere. And you could tell, you know, we saw he was being followed. And I kept thinking, okay, does Jake know that he's being followed? I mean, he would have to know,
you
think.
Yeah, I mean, that just seemed weird.
That
he'd go into that
quiet, dark place. And so that guy is lurking in the shadows, and he goes to meet the girl, and next thing you know, that guy pulls his gun out and shoots, and he ends up shooting the girl
right
in the head.
In the head.
Now, I was disappointed.
You're like, damn, you missed.
I'm like, shit, I thought finally somebody was going to get rid of Jake.
Poor Jake doesn't stand a chance with you.
Nope.
He doesn't.
And all the dude says is, you're welcome.
Right? Yeah. Like, shit, who is that?
I know. Well, we find out later that Fitz hired him to watch over, which was an interesting twist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then Jake goes and searches her bag for this file, and she ain't had shit but the gun.
Yep.
She was about to shoot his ass.
And the guy knew that because he's like, check her bag.
The press tells him, I can't help you anymore. You're on your own. Mm-hmm. I just did this to protect you. Because we go back, basically.
Right.
But that's it. That's all I can do.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, okay, Jake stays her number, probably.
I can only hope.
Oh, goodness. And then the final, final scene.
Yes.
Oh, I can't even hardly tell. Fitz shows up at her door.
Mm.
With this little dude outside. So again, we talked about this before, Sister A. How does nobody know that he's there? Because there's always Secret Service outside the door.
No.
He just pops up whenever.
Yeah. And they already caught him once.
Yeah.
coming out of her building.
He did. He does not care.
He don't, yeah. So anyway, I think she's on the floor by herself. She has to be. Because you would think someone else would see that.
Yeah.
Okay, but he's still got to walk through some type of lobby and go up an elevator.
True.
So he comes in and he's wanting her to come out on the campaign trail. You know, we're past everything else. Just come back. She says, I want you to answer the question I asked you before. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. He's still doing the same old thing.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. And so she tells him about the passenger plane that went down and that her mother was on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
And his face.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, he tried so hard to hold it in.
Yeah. He was feeling the pain.
Yes.
Face.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And then he does that. Again, I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard about Operation Remington.
Mm-hmm.
And she knows his ass is lying.
Of course.
So then she says, well, you got to... Basically, she doesn't say anything, but she just goes and opens the door, which I like.
Yeah.
Get your ass out of here.
People in your house.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the president, your booty call, but still. Your boo thing, as Sister El Marie likes to say.
That scene showed me Fitz did not know her mom was on that.
Definitely not.
He didn't.
No way.
So now, I'm wondering if he's going to go back to Daddy Pope and say, hey, did you know that Olivia's mom was on that plane? And maybe then he'll find out.
That's who he is.
Daddy Pope is Daddy Pope.
So it makes me also go back to what we said before. I wonder if Cyrus knows. Because in that file, it could have just said that they shot down this passenger plane.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they didn't know that she was, no, because he said it on that kill folder.
Yeah.
My mouth was hanging open at the end of that.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see the reaction. I mean, we already know that he knows what he's talking about, but just to see his face when she tells him that, and you can see the anguish on his face, like, oh, shit, I killed her mama.
Yeah.
She ain't never going to forgive me now. I might as well take the booty phone, because she ain't going to be using it no time. Oh, that was so good. Well, I think that is all. We've caught up with all the episodes up to this point.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Right.
I know.
Well done.
We would love to get your feedback on your theories of Scandal.
Yes, please.
What you think is happening. What is, I mean, is her mama dead or alive?
Mm-hmm.
Is she a spy?
Her daddy, yeah, she a spy or civilian?
Right.
Did her daddy really know? Was he just lying to Olivia? We want to know your theories.
Yes.
You can send those to sisterspeak@gmail.com. We are also on Facebook at facebook.com/sisterspeakpodcast, and our website is sisterspeakpodcast.com. We are also all on Twitter. I'm @_SisterK.
@LiteraryMarie.
And @AKSIDS.
You can also leave us a voicemail, either by calling our voicemail line at 972-755-1215, or by actually emailing us an audio file, which we would love to hear. All right, I think that's it for now. I'm Sister K.
I'm Sister El Marie.
And I'm Sister A.
See you next time.